This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The FBI is warning of a possible terrorist attack within the United States or against U.S. interests in Yemen. In its most specific alert since September 11th, the FBI identified possible suspects and said the attack could occur as early as today. The warning is based on evidence collected during interrogations of Taliban and Al-Qaeda prisoners being held at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne joins me now. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
What more do you have on this alert?
It was issued just before 9 o'clock last night. It is the fourth alert that the FBI has issued since the terrorist attacks of September 11th. The first one came in October. The most recent one prior to this one was December 3rd. And technically, none of those previous alerts has expired. The December alert was to last through the conclusion of the Winter Olympics. But now on top of that one comes this one. It doesn't say where an attack could occur. It doesn't list any specific landmarks. It simply says an attack, I'll quote here, may occur in the United States or against U.S. interests in the country of Yemen on or around the 12th of February 2002. It also deems the threat credible. Yemen, of course, mentioned there, was the site of the attack on the USS Cole in the year 2000. The alert goes to the general public. People are being told to be aware of any suspicious activity, and of course it goes to the 18,000 law enforcement agencies around the country, which were already on high alert. One thing it does not do, Bob, is draw any specific connection between this latest threat in either the Al-Qaeda network or to Osama bin Laden.
Well, it names a possible suspect.
It does. It actually has about a dozen names on it, but number one on the list is a Yemeni national. His name is Fawaz Waya Rabia. He's said to be 22 or 23 years old. Again, a Yemeni national, Saudi-born. It lists many of his aliases, none of his history. And of the others, most are Yemeni nationals, many of them born in Saudi Arabia. And the FBI has posted all of their names and photos of them on its website, FBI.gov, and they're encouraging people to look at those photos and see if they've seen any of them. And they say these men are all considered extremely dangerous.
The FBI know where any of these men are?
It does not. It doesn't even know if they are dead or alive, because if this information came from detainees down in Guantanamo, they have obviously been on a touch, so it's not exactly the freshest information. Still, it is an indication that the administration takes the information they're picking up from questioning of those former Al-Qaeda fighters down there as very serious indeed.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.